Okay, I do wish the main character of Dune had a better name than Paul.
His You're kidding.
His name's Paul.
What's his full name? Paul Everspace or some suit?
I don't know. He's from the House of Atreides.
How did they get from Atreides to Paul?
Think he's Paul Atreides.
I don't know how to say this in a fully formed out joke, but I just have to say Atreides nuts.
Disturbing the peace with some peace of mind. Sleeping in jeans, I'ma need a knife. OD on the cheap advice. OC on the cheapest flight. Lately I've been on the move trying to get to something. But I told her I've been running just to see the sights.
The Omniclad?
This might be the most true to form Friends with Benedict's episode imaginable, because we've been together for well over 24 hours at this point, and now we have less than 2 hours left together and are trying to squeeze in a podcast. So
you're welcome.
this might be a short one.
It's almost as if we prioritize friendship above content.
And boy, have we ever. We have had
the most wholesome friend day ever today. Actually, the whole weekend.
Yeah.
So wholesome.
Yeah, literally. You showed up, and since then we have skated, ridden our bikes, eaten pizza, watched a movie, went to the skate shop, went to the fingerboard shop, went to...
Ate biscuits and a cinnamon roll. Got coffee, I think you already said that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been amazing. We got matching hats.
Yeah, we went on a shopping spree.
We each got new skateboards.
Yeah. I know. This continues.
And we spent like an hour in the skate shop talking about skate brands. And
yeah, this continues the question of whether we're good for each other or absolutely horrible for each other.
It is funny how like. All through this week, and I was just like so many times just positive, like in a nod weird way. I was just like, Jake is such a good friend. I'm so lucky to have such a good friend.
Likewise, man. Likewise. I said it when you showed up. I was just like, man, I needed you here. This is the best time ever for you to be here.
Yeah,
so.
It's been mega great. Awesome. So
yeah.
Yeah, and then like in line with all that, we just have not planned anything to talk about. There's like so much to talk about, but it's like, who do we want to appeal to here? Do we want to appeal to the very, very narrow? Well, dude, I mean, yeah, it's like a narrow group of people anyway, but it's like the ones who care about our fingerboard escapades? Or do we want to talk about the fact that we went to a horror movie?
This is basically going to be the episode of Remember when we did this? Remember when we did this?
That was awesome.
I don't know that I have much to say about the fingerboard escapades other than it was fun.
Yeah, it was fun. Okay, that's true. There's really not a lot to go. Yeah, because like that story would basically be like, yeah, and I stomped a kickflip into the mini ramp, which was like unheard of.
I will say the best part of that, really probably the most notable thing about our trip to the fingerboard store here in Denver. Hey, it's incredible that we have a fingerboard store, but they have a back room full of tabletop skate parks. And so we're at the
and they're
front
like
of the
made
shop.
Of concrete and they're yeah. like works of art in and of themselves.
Yeah. But we're like, should we go skate like finger skate for a little bit? Like, yeah, let's do it. So we walk into the back room and it's just six 12-year-old boys in
so
there.
So many 12-year-olds. And they're all like, Ethan, did you see my backside flip?
Yeah. And he's like, that wasn't a backside flip. That was a tway flip.
And then also they all are just better than us.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. And have way more
dude
style.
The one kid that lingered when we were still there and like all the other kids left, I was just like peeking over at what he was doing and he was throwing down.
Oh man, I didn't even watch. I didn't want to be discouraged.
Yeah, they were really really good. So I guess right. Within the last 24 hours I've been more jealous of a 12-year-old than I have over the last 10 years combined.
Yeah. The kids are going to be all right, man.
Yeah, they're going to be all right.
Kids are filling up the fingerboard shop.
Yeah.
But I think the most surprising, unsuspecting part of this weekend so far is that I got you to go to the movie theater with me.
We did. We went to a movie. We went to a movie theater.
Let me get your Yelp review of the Alamo Draft House.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. Well, yeah, because this has been building for a while. Because, yeah, I've been like pretty anti-movie lately, but dude, the Alamo is sick because, well, first off, if you go with Jake, it's like a better experience because we rolled up and parked in like what seemed to be a very random parking spot, but we'll get back to that. So we park at this random parking spot, kind of walk around the building or whatever and go in. And Jake has this movie pass thing and like got the tickets online ahead of time or whatever first. So you don't even check in with anyone. You don't have to talk to a single human being. And the hallway to the movie, like at the Alamo, is like way more fun. They have like old movie posters and it's kind of spooky.
A theater with
kind
a giant mouth that you walk through.
Yeah, yeah. A theater with a giant mouth that you walk through. And then they also, it just kind of has like Phantom of the Opera vibes. Like, yeah, it doesn't look like an AMC or something.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then you go and you sit down and yeah, there's a, I don't know why, but I was like, this is pretty nice. This is pretty nice. And then Jake was like, oh yeah, and your menu is under the table for whatever reason. I was like, whoa.
The whole time you were like average excited, like, whoa, this is sick. Whoa, this is sick. These movie posters are cool. Oh, this is sick. And I was like, yeah, and the menu's under your table. You just went, whoa.
And I like even like moments after I had that reaction, I was just like, why did I react like that?
Yeah, like right after you're like, it's a menu. It's not that.
We're like walking through the haunted hallways and the evil mouth of death, and then yeah, the menu's under the table. That's pretty sick. So that was a standout detail. And then they play snippets from old movies that are like similar subject matter to the movie you're seeing. So we went and saw Immaculate, which is the new
which was a tough decision because we were trying to decide between Kung Fu Panda 4, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, or Immaculate.
And you would think that would not be that hard of a decision.
But we watched trailers for Kung Fu Panda.
Well, so kind of it had to do with timing because Immaculate didn't start till 10. And so we didn't know if we wanted to like be up that later, I think. And then like just timing wise, it was weird. But then like the most convenient one was Kung Fu Panda. And so
I was too concerned about not knowing the storyline of 2 and 3 since I haven't seen Kung Fu Panda 2 or 3.
Yeah,
I
just as far knew as continuity goes, it would just be like, you would just be like, what's going on?
The story would go over my head. I know there's some complex character arcs.
He does Kung Fu and then he's a panda too? okay, Hollywood. But it was funny because we were like, maybe, dude, like, you know, it's like Jack Black, you know, it could be funny or whatever. So we sat here and watched the trailer, and I think we lasted about 8 seconds into the trailer.
It's a 2-minute, 20-second trailer.
We just both looked at each other like, dude, we can't. It couldn't be. So then Ghostbusters was like, I just don't think anyone cares about Ghostbusters.
No. Nope.
And I know Bill Murray's in the new one, like briefly or whatever, but it's like, I'm not going to go see Ghostbusters just because Bill Murray's in it. So
I didn't even know there was a new Ghostbusters movie, and I'm in the movie theater a lot.
Yeah.
So that worried me a little bit.
And then I think Immaculate was like definitely the best option for those reasons. But I also just feel like we were just kind of like, I don't know, like, not because you're scared of the horror or whatever, just because it's like, it just looks like another nun horror movie, which it is.
Yeah.
The ending is memorable. I will give it that.
Yeah. It ended up being, I think, the best movie we could have seen.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Because horror is such a unique genre where it like, it doesn't even have to be good. It's just it's a fun genre.
Yeah, yeah,
you know?
Yeah, for sure. Like, and I think that's almost more important because we were talking like, now being like older, no horror movie is scary. Like,
yeah.
I have not seen a horror movie, like disturbing, sure, where you're just like, oh, that was pretty messed up, but
yeah,
scary. Like, I don't remember the last movie I was scared by. So it kind of has to be over the top and fun.
Mm-hmm.
And that movie was definitely over the top. There were so many scenes where you're just like,
yeah,
I know why no one, I know why I haven't seen, I don't know. It was just like so far out of what I exposed myself to.
Yeah.
In general.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, this will definitely be spoiler free. And I guess if it is spoiler free, there's not much to say about it other
really
than
not.
Other than it was a good fun watch, which is weird to say about a movie with
such details as those that are in it.
Yeah, with such things that happen that I won't disclose.
Yeah. It was also one. Well, wait, what were you going to say? Because you were going to micro spoil something.
Oh no, I'm not micro spoiling anything.
The one like actual movie thing about it that I thought was kind of funny was like you could tell, or maybe this wasn't the case, but this is how it came across to me, was when they wrote it, they were like, oh, this is great. It'll like be set in Italy and it'll be, and then somehow they got Sydney Sweeney on board and then like, how are we going to contextualize it?
Yeah.
Because the whole time there's so many scenes where they're like, so you're a transfer or what?
Yeah.
And they're like, it wasn't that hard to decide to be a nun all the way from America.
Well, I didn't even think about that, but yeah, that definitely felt written in after the fact.
Every other actor or an actress is like very Italian and speaks Italian.
They had Sydney Sweeney trying to act Italian and then they're like, guys, this is not gonna work.
Dude, that one part,
she has to be American.
That one part where she walks in and she's really scared and she's like, ciao.
Yeah, that was the most Italian thing she said was ciao. Yeah.
Well, then it was funny too because there was like the whole like, does she speak Italian? She's like, I'm learning. And then there would be certain parts of the movie where she knew what
she just fully understood what they were saying in Italian. Full Italian sentences. Yeah. And then other times she needed a full translator.
Yeah, like, what did he say?
Yeah. Yeah,
I thought that was funny because it definitely was just like, we got Sydney Sweeney, this is great, but bad news, she's American, like very, very American.
Very American. Yeah, no one's gonna buy it unless she's anything but a girl from Michigan. How did you enjoy the movie experience then? Overall,
the movie experience was good. I did feel kind of what I've been saying that I feel in movies, though, where after a while, it's like, it's another jump scare. And then when I knew, like, at the beginning of the movie, we have to do the whole first half hour where nothing happens.
Mm-hmm.
And just, like, very little exposition is happening other than, wait, you're from America? Like, that part, I was like, dude, what am I doing here? And then I feel like even near the end, like, when... this doesn't really spoil anything, but when they were in the tunnel and everything,
yeah,
it's just like, oh, we got at least 10 minutes of
this.
Dude,
that actually stood out to me, and I've told you, I just get sucked into movies, and that I was like, this is too much walking through a tunnel.
Yeah.
We get it. You're in a tunnel. You can cut out the tunnel walking shots.
Yeah, dude. And then, I mean, plot-wise, it was also funny how, like, they're like catacombs, off limits. And then they also set up the thing where it's like, there's like no way out or whatever. And then she just like winds up in the catacombs and there's like an exit to the whole castle or whatever.
I don't even remember any of the No Way Out stuff.
Well, at the beginning that one chick tries to escape and she can't. Okay, now I'm spoiling myself.
That's okay because...
no one's going to care about this movie.
We've never talked this in detail about any movie ever. And now we're getting in detail about Immaculate.
So spoiler alert for a movie that just really it doesn't matter. But at the beginning, at the opening scene, she like tries to steal the keys and escape, and she can't escape. And then now I'm getting into it. In the beginning, big spoiler alert for the first 3 minutes of the movie, but she runs out, they catch her, and then they bury her alive. Was that in the catacombs? Because they were digging dirt on top of her, but then the other girl that died. She was just thrown in the catacombs.
Yeah, good point.
I don't know. Lots of plots.
They probably ran out of coffin materials and they just... because that was in the olden days that they coffin buried her. And so probably
Dude, it wasn't the olden days. At the beginning of the movie, they pick her up from the airport.
Who?
Sydney Sweeney.
I know. I'm talking about the pre-girl that got buried alive.
Oh, I don't think. Okay.
Okay.
There was not a cutscene that was like 400 years later.
Yeah, I guess I thought that was back a long time ago when they were building coffins. But here, this will actually be somewhat
back when they were still building coffins.
This will be somewhat more relevant rather than the details of the movie.
Okay,
but,
sorry.
You're saying the Alamo does the pre-show stuff.
You just want me so bad to talk about the Alamo.
We're not talking about the Alamo, I promise.
Okay, yeah.
They do the pre-show thing with old movies. And I thought that was something interesting that you and I talked about was, thankfully, they showed all of these old Italian horror movies and nun movies and stuff. And it seemed like you could see a bunch of inspiration from those movies that were used in Immaculate.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like the pre-show contextualized it really well. And then it also just made me realize how much I would actually like to watch those old slasher.
Yeah, Nasty Habits. Dude, I want to see Nasty Habits.
Looks so awesome. That movie looks amazing. Maybe when I come back, we can watch it.
Yeah, we should watch Nasty Habits when you get back.
Yeah, but anyway, just like old nun core intro that was like just really good. And then also just like, you know what? I'm a simple man. I love a good nun movie.
I love a good nun horror movie.
It's a great, like, it's just great. Like, it is just a creepy
spooky
thing that is real.
Yeah.
You know, like nuns are real.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a good place for a spooky setting.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pro nun.
Mm-hmm. So, Immaculate. Good movie or bad movie?
It's like really just a movie.
That's not one of the ratings.
Like,
dude.
If
it's
you
good
want
movie
to see a
movie,
it is on the list. It is movie.
It's definitely a movie.
I think I give it. I just give it like a 5.
This isn't a number scale, dude. It's good movie, bad movie. That's all you get.
What? Why? Why?
I don't know.
I will say, oh my god, dude. I will say, I had way more fun, and I feel like I got more out of it than Killers of the Flower Moon or Oppenheimer.
Oh man, I thought you were going to say because you were with me.
And because I'm you. Just side note. I can't believe Robert Downey Jr. won an Oscar for that.
Wait, who did you see Killers of the Flower Moon with?
Alec. Wait, no, not with Alec. I saw it with just some CB friends.
Okay, who did you see Oppenheimer with?
Alone.
Interesting. Interesting. There's a common denominator here.
Oh, and then we left the movie theater, and we went out the exit, because they have like side exits, and we opened the exit door, and we are at the car.
There's the closed loop. That was sick. Everyone was on the edge of their seats when you said,
dude,
wait till later to hear about the parking space.
And Jake knew I was stoked too, because he opens the door, turns around, and just looks at me.
There's the van right at the door.
So I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I guess all I can say is Immaculate is better than Oppenheimer and Killers of the Flower Moon combined.
Man, because
combined, you're... that would be weird. Killers of the Flower Oppenheimer. It's like Killers of the Flower Moon with like all the Native Americans and everything, and then it just they all just blow up. Because of Oppenheimer's bomb.
Oh, right. I was trying to mix up nuns with Oppenheimer.
That's hard. All right.
There's the movie review.
That's
huh?
the movie review.
Big.
I watched the movie. I do think, like, as far as inspiration goes, the pre-show stole the night for me. I was like, I'm gonna actually watch these movies just for shot ideas.
It was such a
dude, the song, I wrote it down in my notes, but the trailer song to The Killer Nun was just so cool. I can still remember it.
Yeah, I can too. And yeah, it's just, it was such a tangible reminder of some of the stuff you and I talk about all the time. But if you just get outside of your bubble a little bit, it can just be so inspiring. Because, yeah, even like the fonts they were using in those 70s Italian movies and the music and gosh, it just lights some part of your brain that gets... It only gets activated by something like that.
Yeah.
Something just different enough. But
yeah, so the movies are fine. They're cool. I had fun. I do. Okay. I know this is what you're fishing for, so it's not as sincere. Finally, but do think going with you, I mean, there's just so much, like, just like the fact we're at the movies together makes me smile, you know?
Whoa, because what? I wasn't even asking for that. Wow, you really think so? Never mind. Dang, we saw Barbie together. You loved Barbie. We saw we saw Dumb Money together. You had a good time watching that.
I
must just be a real good hang, huh?
I think you are. I mean, what, dude? Yeah, you are.
Imagine having to watch a movie with Alec.
I gotta be careful here.
I'm just kidding.
Alec texts me about Dune, and you know, I'm like, just, I really don't want to watch Dune.
That's okay. Alec's been my saving grace, because me and him have just been texting each other, just like being stoked on Dune, just like, this part was sick, wasn't it? Yeah. And this shot was so sick. Yeah. And this part made you feel like you're actually there. Yeah.
Well, he texted me and he was like, I was like, I don't want to see Dune. Or no, I was just like, I love you, Alec, but I'm not gonna watch Dune. And then he's like, oh, so you don't like movies that subvert the hero's journey? And I just said, I just don't want to watch Dune. I really don't want to watch Dune. And also, spoiler, dude. Now I know the hero's not the hero.
Whoa.
So there's no point in watching it.
Dude, you have reached your final form. First you were reviewing movies strictly based off the trailer. Now you're spoiling movies that you haven't even seen. That's endgame for
That's
you.
That's true.
Only you can spoil.
Dude, I can figure out another level. I can take this to another level. Yeah. That would be awesome if just like, I just, whatever the new movie is, I just go read a synopsis of it. And then at the very beginning of the podcast, before any possible spoiler alerts, I'm just like, Timothée Chalamet dies. Which I hope he does. I don't actually know, but I hope he does.
Man, should we clickbait title this podcast with Dune again now that we've talked about it?
Yeah, we should say a couple more things about it. I love the sand.
Mm-hmm.
And is Dune the best sand-based movie? Or is it Hidalgo?
Hidalgo. I named one of my bikes after Hidalgo.
Wow.
Sand-based movie.
But you haven't named a bike after Dune.
Yet. It's a very new movie, Shafe. I haven't gotten a new bike since last year.
There's so much I could say about that.
Huh. I don't even know what you would say.
What's your new bike's name?
Rowdy Rambler.
No.
Actually, I don't think it. I don't really name stuff.
Right, you know? After you just said you named your bike Hidalgo.
I know.
Then I'm like, and then you're like, oh, I haven't gotten a new bike since last year and I haven't even named it yet.
Yeah. I just.
Name your bike Dune.
Maybe I'll name it. Okay, I do wish the main character of Dune had a better name than Paul.
You're kidding.
His name's Paul.
What's his full name? Paul Everspace or some suit?
I don't know. He's from the House of Atreides.
How did they get from Atreides to Paul?
I think he's Paul Atreides.
Oh.
But yeah.
Oh, that's crazy because...
It is an old book. Dude. So maybe Paul was a pretty like, wait, no, Paul's like a biblical name. Oh,
I don't know how to say this in a fully formed out joke, but I just have to say,
okay.
Atreides nuts.
Wow.
Have you met Paul?
How did
they... Yeah, Paul Atreides.
Man. I was trying to think of a way to say it where, like, you're at a party and someone brings you one of those tiny trays of cocktail wieners or, like, the little tray of appetizers.
Yeah.
And that's all that I thought of with Atreides nuts.
Hmm.
But.
Yeah, there's something there.
I think you did it. I think you nailed it.
Do you think
it.
I'm the first person to say that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Definitely no one else has added nuts to the
end. Did you not think that?
No, I didn't think of it, and I'm shocked I didn't. But that must be unbelievably common.
Oh. Unbelievably common.
That must be the least original.
I tell the best joke
had.
Of the podcast, and Jake describes it as not just common, but unbelievably common.
That has to be the least original thought you've ever had.
You wouldn't even believe how common that joke is. It's so common, it seems like it's like a psyop or something. Like it, like there's just like a, there's like, it's like a marketing tool, you know? That's how common it is. It's like, this is a plant in
yeah.
society.
Yeah, they knew they were doing it all along. All
right, well, your turn to tell a joke. Go on.
Oh, God, I can't do that. I can just call you out for your bad ones. I actually did write some thoughts down throughout the week.
Did you really?
To have to discuss on the pod. But at this point, it's too far gone to even... to even talk about anything real.
He says as he pulls up his phone. Come on, give us one more. Let's do one. Because we do have to. Well, it's funny because we could. I shouldn't say this, but we could record an entire episode. We have the time, but that wouldn't leave as much time for hanging and chilling.
Yeah, well, we have to skate. We have to get Chipotle, and we have to buy a phone charger for you, and you have to take a shower.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
so we're pretty busy.
We couldn't fit in a podcast with all the other fun activities we had.
Yeah.
The piggies
still got 30 minutes of slop, but we can do one more. We can do one more topic.
Okay.
I have something, but it's not going to go anywhere.
Prove it.
God, this is so stupid, but Instagram... Have you done the thing where now when you post on your Instagram, you wouldn't know, you haven't posted on your Instagram story since you were 12, but if you post on your Instagram story, they'll hit you with this prompt that's like, try the daily story challenge. And if you like, if you do like seven stories in a row, then you unlock an achievement or whatever.
Yeah. I haven't seen it for stories.
And
but...
I was just like, I cannot even put into... conceivable words.
Yeah.
How little I care about your achievement.
How gross that is.
Yeah, dude.
Because all of the other platforms are figuring out how to pay people.
Yeah.
And Instagram's like, we'll give you a badge.
You want a little trophy?
You want an achievement? Yeah. You want to collect them all?
Can you imagine like what kind of person out there is like, it's like 11:58 and they're like, where's my phone?
Yeah, seriously.
I only have one more day.
Unlock the Reels
I only have one more day until I get my achievement.
Yeah, oof. Yeah, that doesn't feel great.
It's the same for Reels. Yeah, it makes me feel like just a pawn in their game.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's that. See, I told you it wouldn't go anywhere.
Dang. Hey, at least you proved it.
All right, I tried. You're good.
Okay.
Here we go.
I'll pose this question.
Get ready,
to you.
Everybody.
I'm gonna pose a very unique, fun, creative question that you posed to me. And now that we're on a podcast, I'm going to slightly tweak it.
I know exactly where this is going.
And I'm going to ask it in the form of a Would you rather?
Okay. I actually know where this is going.
Would you rather be known for the rest of your career? Like, you can work on projects the rest of your career, but mm-hmm. as soon as someone hears Schaefer Nickel, they immediately think Kung Fu Panda. That's the Kung Fu Panda guy. He came up with the idea. Schaefer's the Kung Fu Panda guy.
Right.
Or option two is
I can't wait to hear option two.
Oh, or option two is you can only make gear review videos for the rest of your career.
Oh my God. So nothing I ever make will ever outshadow Kung Fu Panda. Nothing will
ever be, yeah. No matter how great of work you
my
create,
my star Kung will Fu never Panda shine guy. Brighter than Kung Fu Panda. Oh my God.
Or you're only gear review guy, but you can do whatever you want in gear review space. This is kind of philosophical, honestly.
Yeah, it kind of is.
This is a really fun, creative question that I came up with.
Yeah, isn't that true? Well, just because I want to say this, we were talking about this. We were talking about this earlier, and I asked the same question basically to Jake, except instead of Kung Fu Panda, it was the Santa Claus.
Yeah.
And I feel similarly about the Santa Claus and Kung Fu Panda, which is, if I had the option to be known, to just like flip a switch and just be known as the guy that made either of those, and my life doesn't change, everything's the same, I would prefer to not do that. Like, which is mm-hmm. which we were mm-hmm. also talking about is crazy, because both the Santa Claus and Kung Fu Panda are like somebody's baby. Like, they're just like, I know it sounds crazy, but it's a panda who does kung fu, and I know it sounds crazy, but I just really believe in this.
Yeah.
And I am sitting over here like, I would choose to just be a normal guy as opposed to being the person who gets credit for that.
Mm-hmm.
And you feel similarly, right?
Yeah, because my answer last night was that I'm way too excited about the things I want to make now and that are in my head than to be known as the Santa Claus guy.
Yeah.
But I think what I said is, if I was in the movie industry back when the Santa Claus was made, I probably would have been way more stoked about it, because back then YouTube didn't even exist. It wasn't really a possibility for anyone to just make fun videos.
But I feel like that answer doesn't hold up as well with Kung Fu Panda, because it just was made.
Yeah, that's true. Your predicament's way more
loaded
than
mine. I'm in a serious predicament. Get credit for someone's original artwork and probably get royalties. Can we include royalties?
I think so. That's part of it.
That's pretty, for sure. Yeah, that's only fair.
You get Kung Fu Panda royalties. You get Kung Fu Panda royalties off the Doritos that have Kung Fu Panda on them.
I guess I have to go with gear review, but I'm going to be depressed for the rest of my life.
Whatever, dude. You just posted a gear review video.
I know,
I did. You're a big gear review guy now.
Doing very well.
That's how you know it's a good gear video.
Yeah, I guess so. That's a really hard question. I guess I'll just be gear review guy. I guess I'll just be like...
You have made two phenomenal gear videos.
Here's a question though. Like, let's say you make like... you reach event horizon of gear review mm-hmm. channels and you mm-hmm. make the greatest mm-hmm. gear review video that's ever been made. Is that better than Kung Fu Panda? Because Kung Fu Panda is bringing a lot of kids joy.
That's true.
No, I'm doing... Well, I'm doing Kung Fu Panda.
Whoa. Last minute switch.
I just had this thought where, like... Oh, I shouldn't even say this. I almost want to ask you to cut this out of the podcast, but I'm just going to say it. I just had this this thought of like from here until the rest of this podcast, people are just like, this was really good. Jake had some good points, and so did the Kung Fu Panda guy.
Everyone, do your part from this point forward. Don't ever call him Schaefer ever again. Go to his channel. Leave a comment that says, whoa, I didn't know the Kung Fu Panda guy has a YouTube channel.
I don't want to be a Kung Fu Panda guy. Please,
if you listen to this podcast, don't you dare ever let the words Schaefer Nickel come out of your mouth ever again. I want that to last for like 20 years.
We like make it big and like win an Oscar or whatever. Yeah. And to accept the Oscar, Jake Frew and the Kung Fu Panda guy.
It becomes like a Mandela effect thing where people like actually believe you were involved with Kung Fu Panda. And they don't know why, but they're just like, didn't you have something to do with Kung Fu Panda?
And then when you find out my real God-given name isn't the Kung Fu Panda guy, you're like, what? I thought that's what his name was.
And then people get super inspired by it too, because they see your YouTube channel and they're like, oh, it's so cool that he went like such an indie direction. Yeah. Like he had it all with the big production thing and he just like
started threw a YouTube it all channel. Away
to make YouTube videos.
That's like a funny joke, but somebody's living that life. I guess I don't know though. But like in this hypothetical scenario, it's like if just like any person, it's like saying, you know, like Martin Luther King Jr. It's just everyone knows yeah. who that is. You know, it's yeah, like yeah. oh, the Kung Fu Panda guy. We know who that is.
Yeah. Wow. Well, that sure was a riveting episode, wasn't it, Shafe?
Yep. Sorry it was a little short, everybody. Sorry we prioritize our real lives.
Yeah.
Apologies.
Did you bring your tray?
No.
Damn it.
Nice try. That's my joke. And also, I saw it coming because it's unbelievably common.
Damn it. Zing. Oh, I look like a fool. God, I'm sorry to my own.
You taste your own medicine.
God, I'm an absolute nozzle, dude. I'm a muppet.
Dude, you coming in with the original content on this episode.
I know.
Just stealing all my jokes and then calling all my other jokes unbelievably common. That's cool. That's fine. I know someone that you could have an apology for. I know someone that would fit right in.
You're right. I do have an apology to make. I'm so sorry. To the real Kung Fu Panda guy.
That's me, no, dude.
Not to you.
Okay, whatever. No. Can't even have that.
The day I apologize to you is the day this podcast dies.
Oh, gosh. All right, well, that's good to know. I'm going to be keeping a wary eye on that. That's my easy out.
Oh, yeah, man. At this point, 100 episodes. You'll just
be like, oh, sorry about that, Schaefer. And I'll be like.
Shoot. 100 episodes is a long ways away.
I know it is. But we're not even halfway.
Hey, I guess that's an easy out for me, too, because I can just apologize to you if
oh,
I want
yeah,
out.
That's true. You have, like, the Olympic torch. Huh. I don't know why. Let's just move on. What did I mean by that? The Olympic torch.
I didn't know the Olympic torch had special powers.
Dude, why would they keep it burning if it didn't have special powers?
Do you think they actually keep it burning for all time?
No.
Oh yeah, they.
I don't.
They actually put it out at the end of the yeah. ceremony. That's right.
Because when the Olympics are over, they.
Oh right.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, so that puts a big limitation on all time.
Are you excited for the Olympics this year?
Nope. They're this year? I didn't even know that. Oh, no, I'm not. We should have like an Olympic. This should just become an Olympics podcast.
Mm. Yeah.
Like for the Olympics, I mean, because that would be a good like net, you know, to catch some new viewers. Because there's a huge overlap between people who watch the Olympics and people who would like our podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. Our demographic's a little too wide right now. We're appealing yeah. to too many people. We should narrow it down and talk about just Olympics related material.
Drop a O in the comments if you want Olympics content.
Leave a comment of how many times you've heard Atreides nuts before you listen to this yeah, podcast.
Please do. And yeah, also if you want, you can also keep leaving guesses of what that one guy in Breaking Bad's name is.
Oh yeah. Oh, someone had a great idea yeah. that I wanted to incorporate, and it was comment of the week from last week.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because there are,
dude, the comment of the week has to be that one guy who gave that one name for that actor. Yeah. That was just amazing.
Comment of the week from last week's episode goes to. Come on, don't blow it.
Hang
Jake.
In there, everybody. Don't, hang in there, everyone.
Don't blow it.
This is about to be awesome.
Ben Patrick, comment of the week last week for finding out Breaking Bad guy's real name, which is Silence McLewiston.
Silence is such a sick first name.
Hell
and I'm
yeah.
glad that it is his.
Dude, and comment of the week before that. Ooh, okay. I liked both of these. Comment of the week before that was a tie
uh-huh.
between Court Climbs with I feel like the problem is that we're treating third places as third places instead of first places.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
wholesome.
Mm-hmm. That was good.
Tied with Eli Ogome. I'm so sorry if I said that wrong. Friends with Benedict's is my third place.
Yeah, that was good too. That was good. Yeah, thanks everyone.
Thanks.
For watching.
Amen.
I say if you don't like this music, you don't be listening to it. You know I'm just a dude that you know, or something similar. If you don't keep it real, then you go somewhere but here. Cause you know we're only losing control just for a minute. Oh, oh.